Nation over President Donald J. Trump.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Doing the Will of God, Part 2. My scripture lesson comes from Romans 12, 1 through 8. My text comes from Romans 12, second verse, which says, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For those who belong to Christ, their lives are changed, as their minds are made new, so that they are able to discern God's will. In contrast, Romans 1:28 states, And even so, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient or what ought not to be done. By testing, you may discern translated from the Greek word dokimazo, which often has the sense of finding out the worth of something by putting it to use or testing it in actual practice. For example, when God tells you something to do it or say it, and prove that it will be beneficial to you and others, as well as pleasing to God. God has granted a differing measure of faith to each of his children, and Paul calls upon each to assess himself or herself realistically. The diversity and unity of the church is illustrated by comparison to the human body. Just as the human body is one and has many members, such as the eyes, nose, legs, and arms, so the church is united, though it is composed of many members. The variety of the body is evident from the various gifts God has given the church, on the gift of prophecy in proportion to our faith. Paul instructs prophets to speak only when they have faith or confidence that the Holy Spirit is truly revealing something to them, and not to exceed the faith that God has given them by lying to impress others. Christians should concentrate upon and give their energies to the gifts God has given them, whether in serving others, teaching God's word patiently, or exhortation or encouragement in the things of God. Thus, Paul spotlights three attitudes necessary in exercising particular gifts. Number one, those who have a special gift of helping others financially should never give grudgingly, but always generously. Number two, those who lead often have no one of whom they are accountable, and hence they must beware of laziness. And number three, those who show mercy to the hurting must not grow weary, but continue to minister with gladness. Romans chapter 12 continues by saying, let love be without dissimulation, to hide under a false appearance. Abhor, keep away from that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honoring, preferring one another. Not slothful or lazy in business. Fervent, exhibiting deep, sincere emotion in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits or worth. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as life in you, live peaceably with all men. Jesus was whipped, spit on, and nailed to a cross for our sins. He died, and darkness was over all the land, from the sixth hour unto the ninth hour. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. Power over death, power over life. Power over sickness, power to control a lying tongue. Let us therefore choose to do the will of God every day. What to know about the latest bird flu outbreak in the United States? Center for Disease Control Director, Dr. Mandy Cohen, explains the latest bird flu outbreak and what people should know, by Sean Murphy. Updated April 3rd, 2024. What are experts saying? Dr. Mandy Cohen, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told the Associated Press on Wednesday that the agency is taking bird flu seriously, but stressed that the virus has already been well studied. The fact that it is in cattle now definitely raises our concern level, Cohen said, noting that it means farm workers who work with cattle and not just those working with birds may need to take precautions. The good news is that it's not a new strain of the virus, Cohen added. This is known to us and we've been studying it. And frankly, we've been planning for avian flu for 20 years. What is bird flu? Some flu viruses mainly affect people, but others chiefly occur in animals. Avian viruses spread naturally in wild aquatic birds like ducks and geese, and them to chickens and other domesticated poultry. The bird flu virus, drawing attention today, type AHSN1, was first identified in 1959. Like other viruses, it has evolved over time, spawning new versions of itself. Since 2020, The virus has been spreading among more animal species, including dogs, cats, skunks, bears, and even seals and porpoises in scores of countries. In the United States, this version of the bird flu has been detected in wild birds in every state, as well as commercial poultry operations and backyard flocks. Nationwide, tens of millions of chickens have died from the virus or been killed to stop outbreaks from spreading. Late last week, United States officials said it had been found in livestock. As of Tuesday, it had been discovered in dairy herds in 5 states, Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, and Texas, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is God Loves You. When my son was a teenager, God used him to save a young boy from drowning while whitewater rafting along the Nantahala River. When asked by a reporter how he was able to save the young boy, my son replied, "It was the hand of God." That's the good news of God's love. It reaches out to save us when we are drowning, not from water, but from our sin. From Genesis to Revelation, the story of humanity's lowest depth and God's highest height can be expressed in the 25 beautiful words of John 3:16, which declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This great verse portrays God's nature as a God who loves deeply, and it shows God's rescue plan for mankind through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's take a closer look at this great verse. God, the greatest lover, so loved the greatest degree, the world, the greatest company, that he gave the greatest act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift, that whosoever, the greatest opportunity, believeth, the greatest simplicity, in him, the greatest attraction, should not perish, the greatest promise, but the greatest difference, have the greatest certainty, everlasting life, the greatest possession. God loves you more in 1 second than anyone could love you in a lifetime. But are your feelings or circumstances blocking you from accepting God's love? It doesn't matter if you are young or old, rich or poor, educated or illiterate, tall or short, big or small, single or married, straight or gay, sophisticated or ordinary, black or white, or anyone in between, God still loves you. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. Yet, be encouraged, because God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey his word, and know that God is love and God loves you.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.